It's about time we did this, actually. Guess who's back, back again. Guess who's back,
guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back. Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
And Helen's in for a treat now. You haven't experienced Shay being on the show, as you said. This is going to be fun. Morning, Shay.
Good morning,
Shay.
She's looking a bit nervous.
I'm preparing myself.
you sound a bit nervous.
I am.
you are indeed. You were on the breakfast show with John there a few weeks ago.
I was. You're right. Yeah.
She can't do anything without Shay realising.
I'm right.
What was that? Hang on. What was that, Shay?
That was Helen.
A bit, okay.
Hello, Shay.
Can we have that again, please?
You're right.
I'm volunteering, Shay. Be kind to me. Be kind.
I'm trying to be kind to you, Helen. So what have you been up to then? Helen?
Me? Oh, God, that's a random... Busy with work, actually. I'm a children's nurse.
Right.
So busy with work. Anything exciting? Oh, I did. I went to an ABBA tribute on Friday night. And I had a few little bevies.
Okay, lemonades, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Plenty of lemonades then, did you?
Yeah, yeah, with water and ice.
Oh, good.
Okay.
So John has told you a little bit about me then?
He said to be prepared.
Be prepared, you'll probably get your impression.
We've got that. There you are.
Do you want to do an impression of me then, Shay? Just because, you know, you love doing...
You want to do an impression of me, Shay? It's ready, mate. Good morning.
Okay.
Not bad,
is it? It's not bad. I'm saying if I fancy a week off, just Shay.
Sound bad.
No. So there you go. If we fancy a week off, Shay can just pretend to be both of us. It's great. Yeah. Not worth it, no. So we've got the car show coming to Woking later, Shay. Which is really cool. 70 odd cars from across the decades and cars of a future in Woking Town Centre. They've got some movie cars as well. That's all getting underway in the next hour. So I know you don't drive, but what's your favourite car? What's your dream car, Shay?
I like the Rolls Royce car.
Oh, of course you do.
Rolls Royce. They're a good car. And the Volkswagen. Remember the Volkswagen?
Oh, the Beatles. Yeah. Volkswagen Beatles?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a Beetle. Because my mum used to drive one.
My dad had one as well, Shay.
Yeah, they're good. They're good car, actually.
When I was at school, I remember one of the teachers, I think it was a science teacher, actually used to come into school in her car, which was a Morris Minor. You know, that was a brilliant car. And my uncle used to have Triumph Stags. They were quite classic cars. I used to love going for little rides in them. But yeah, Rolls-Royce, of course. So if you like Rolls-Royces, then you're going to be like, are you going to be posher than Helen? I mean, have you got couscous hanging around your house? Have you got teriyaki sauce? Bulgurite? Have you got that kind of stuff there?
No, I haven't, John, no.
Okay. Are you a fan of Spam?
I've had it once. It's nice.
Okay. So you're keeping the dream alive with Spam. Okay, so we've asked you to go randomly rooting in your cupboards. And what have you pulled out for us this morning?
I pulled out a tin of soup. Ooh. Oxtail.
Okay, people are still buying tins of soups. Oxtail. Now, this is controversial. Yeah. A lot of people are like, oxtail. I like oxtail. You a fan of oxtail, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a vegetarian, of course.
I'm vegetarian. Yeah. And this is going to make me sound even posher. I do have a soup maker, and I make my own soup. And it's amazing. Make your own soup, Shay. Put lentils in, a stock cube. It's so cheap, honestly. It's like, and make it really thick with crusty bread.
Yes, they are good, them. I've got one.
Ah, yeah. You're posh too, Shay.
Wouldn't you just use a saucepan? I'm just saying. But there we go.
I know John was going to ask me the question, but I'm not going to promote today.
So Shay's so posh. He's got his Rolls Royce. He's got his oxtail soup. He also lives across the road from a certain shop, don't you, Shay?
Yeah, I do, from a kebab shop.
Yeah, all Shay has to do is open his window and shout out medium Donna, and the lady walking past looks up in disgust, turns out she's actually called Donna. Awkward.
Talking about Donna, we better say good morning to Rosie.
Yes, Donna and Rosie, regular Rosie. Listeners. I think Rosie is probably planning some fundraising. She's our super fundraiser.
And And we've got another listener to say hello to. We've got my friend James, James Fildes.
Yes, we have. We've got two listeners.
And Mark,
who knew?
Riley and Mary.
There you go. I know James and Mark and everyone, they're all recovering from COVID at the moment, so I hope everything's well there. So, yeah, Shay, what has been happening with you? How's your week been with you and your old voice and your oxtail soup?
Well, it's been fine, really, but I've been having usual support with different people. Cindy comes back next week from Turkey, so she'll be back on the... So she's come back to support me again next week.
She's going to help you cook your oxtail soup, then, is she?
Well, you never know.
If you ask her nicely.
You never know. But apart from that, it's the weather here in Leatherhead, it's looking a little bit overcast.
It is here as well, I'm working.
Yeah.
It's looking very overcast. Perfect oxtail soup weather, really, to be honest, isn't it?
But it's autumn has arrived.
Autumn's here. Out comes the soup. So are you going for your Sunday roast today, Shay?
No, John.
Okay.
No, not today.
Just a kebab then.
Well, could be a kebab or something like that. You never know.
I mean, it's dangerous living so close. I mean, I live right down the corner from McDonald's, so I found myself. During the working week, I'm going to go for a walk to get some fresh air. And I happen to be walking past McDonald's. I think I might just get a burger and might get some chips, and I might, you know, make myself feel better by having a Diet Coke.
Everybody always does that, don't they?
So what are you up to for the rest of the day then, Helen?
I'm actually working tonight. I'm doing a night shift, so yeah, in London. So think of me. I'm hoping my train's running on time.
Oh, hopefully.
It'll be nice. But anyway, Helen, it'd be lovely to talk to you.
Oh yeah, no, it's nice to meet. Well, not meet you. Talk to you, Shay.
Well, it's lovely to talk to you.
Have a fantastic week. Enjoy the oxtail soup.
Don't get any on the seats in your Rolls Royce, you know. The Rolls Royce. Have you got a chauffeur to take you to kebab shop?
It would be nice, though, to have oxtail soup when it comes to Sun by the Beatles by Brandy, wouldn't it?
I'm trying to think how you're linking oxtail soup with the Beatles. I don't quite get it, no, because we're going to play a song for Andrew, who's a regular listener to the show. Would you like to introduce Andrew's song? We're going to play Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles.
Here
would you like to
the
introduce
song, Here Comes the Sun.
Go on, introduce it, Shay.
Okay, here we go, my best broadcast voice.
Yes.
Live on Radio Woking, we've got Here Comes the Sun for Andrew, and enjoy this song, Andrew. I know you love the Beatles, so enjoy.
Thank you, Shay. Have fun. Enjoy your soup. Right. And we'll speak to you soon.
Take care, Shay.
Right. Cheers. Bye.
Bye, Shay.
Cheers, John. Bye.